Medicaid and Healthy Michigan Plan Specialty Care and Service Descriptions. Note, if you are a Medicaid or Healthy Michigan Plan beneficiary and have a serious mental illness or a serious emotional disturbance, developmental disability, and/or substance use disorder, you may be eligible for some of the Mental Health and Substance Use Disorder Medicaid Healthy Michigan Plan Specialty Supports and Services listed below. Please call your local access centers as listed beginning on page 11 for more information. Before services can be started, you will take part in an assessment to find out if you are eligible for services. It will also identify the services that can best meet your needs. You need to know that not all people who come to us are eligible, and not all services are available to everyone we serve. If a service cannot help you, your CMH provider will not pay for it. Medicaid or Healthy Michigan Plan will not pay for services that are otherwise available to you from other resources in the community. During the person-centered planning process, you will be helped to figure out the medically necessary services that you need and the sufficient amount, scope, and duration required to achieve the purpose of those services. You will also be able to choose who provides your supports and services. You will receive an individual plan of service that provides all of this information. Note: the Michigan Medicaid Provider Manual contains complete definitions of the following services, as well as eligibility criteria and provider qualifications. This manual may be accessed at www.mdch.state.mi.us/dc/medicaid/manuals/medicaid-provider-manual.pdf. Customer service staff can help you access the manual and/or information from it. Call your local customer service office as listed on page 33. In addition to meeting medically necessary criteria, services listed below marked with an asterisk require a doctor's prescription. Services for persons with mental health needs, Medicaid and Healthy Michigan Plan. Assertive Community Treatment, or ACT, provides basic services and supports essential for people with serious mental illness to maintain independence in the community. An ACT team will provide mental health therapy and help with medications. The team may also help access community resources and supports needed to maintain wellness and participate in social, educational, and vocational activities. ACT may be provided daily for individuals who participate. Assessment includes a comprehensive psychiatric evaluation, psychological testing, substance use disorder screening, or other assessments conducted to determine a person's level of functioning and mental health treatment needs. Physical health assessments are not part of the PIHP service. Assistive technology requires a doctor's prescription. Includes adaptive devices and supplies that are not covered under the medical health plan, or HMP, other insurance, or community resources. These devices help individuals to better take care of themselves or to better interact in the places where they live, work, and play. Behavior treatment review may be available if a person's illness or disability involves behaviors that they or others who work with them want to change. In this case, their individual plan of services may include a plan that talks about the behavior. This plan is often called a behavior treatment plan. The behavior treatment plan is developed during person-centered planning and then is approved and reviewed regularly by a team of specialists to make sure that it is effective and dignified and continues to meet the person's needs. Clubhouse programs are programs where members or customers and staff work side by side to operate the clubhouse and to encourage participation in the greater community. Clubhouse programs focus on fostering recovery, competency, and social supports, as well as vocational skills and opportunities. Community inpatient services are hospital services used to stabilize a mental health condition in the event of a significant change in symptoms or in a mental health emergency. Community hospital services are provided in licensed psychiatric hospitals and in licensed psychiatric units of general hospitals. Community living supports, or CLS, are activities provided by paid staff that help adults with either serious mental illness or developmental disabilities live independently and participate actively in their community. Community living supports may also help families who have children with special needs, such as developmental disabilities or serious emotional disturbance. Crisis interventions are unscheduled individual or group services aimed at reducing or eliminating the impact of unexpected events on mental health and well-being. Crisis residential services are short-term alternatives to inpatient hospitalization provided in a licensed residential setting. Enhanced pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription. includes doctor-ordered non-prescription or over-the-counter items, such as vitamins or cough syrup, necessary to manage your health conditions when a person's Medicaid health plan or other insurance does not cover these items. Environmental modifications requires a doctor's prescription are physical changes to a person's home, car, or work environment that are of direct medical or remedial benefit to the person. Modification ensures access, protect health and safety, or enables greater independence for a person with physical disabilities. Note that other sources of funding must be explored first before using Medicaid funds for environmental modifications. Family support and training provides family-focused assistance to family members relating to and caring for a relative with serious mental illness, serious emotional disturbance, or developmental disabilities. Family skills training is education and training for families who live with or care for a family member who is eligible for the Children's Waiver Program. Fiscal intermediary services help individuals manage their service and supports budget and pays providers if they're using a self-determination approach. Health services include assessment, treatment, and professional monitoring of health services of health conditions that are related to or impacted by a person's mental health condition. A person's primary doctor will treat any other health conditions they may have. Home-based services for children and families are provided in the family home or in another community setting. Services are designed individually for each family and can include things like mental health therapy, crisis intervention, service coordination, or other supports to the family. Housing assistance is assistance with short-term, transitional, or one-time-only expenses in an individual's home that his or her resources and other community resources could not cover. Intensive crisis stabilization, also available to HMP, is another short-term alternative to inpatient hospitalization. Intensive crisis stabilization services are structured treatment and support activities provided by a mental health crisis team in the person's home or in another community setting. Intermediate Care Facility for Persons with Mental Retardation, or ISFMR, provides 24-hour intensive supervision, health and rehabilitation services, and basic needs in an institutional setting to persons with developmental disabilities. Medication administration is when a doctor, nurse, or other licensed medical provider gives an injection or an oral medication or topical medication. Medication review is the evaluation and monitoring of medicines used to treat a person's mental health conditions, their effects, and the need for continuing or changing their medications. Mental health therapy and counseling for adults, children, and families includes therapy or counseling designed to help improve functioning and relationships with other people. Nursing home mental health assessment and monitoring includes a review of nursing home residents' needs for and response to mental health treatment, along with consultations with nursing home staff. Occupational therapy requires a doctor's prescription. Includes the evaluation by an occupational therapist of an individual's ability to do things in order to take care of themselves every day and treatments to help increase these abilities. Partial hospital services include psychiatric, psychological, social, occupational, nursing, music therapy, and therapeutic recreational services in a hospital setting under a doctor's supervision. Partial hospital services are provided during the day and participants go home at night. Peer-delivered and peer specialist services. Peer-delivered services such as drop-in centers are entirely run by customers of mental health services. They offer help with food, clothing, socialization, housing, and support to begin or maintain mental health treatment. Peer specialist services are activities designed to help persons with serious mental illness in their individual recovery journey and are provided by individuals who are in recovery from serious mental illness. Peer mentors help people with developmental disabilities. Partners in partnering help children with serious emotional disturbance and their families. Personal care in specialized residential settings assists adults with a mental illness or developmental disability with activities of daily living, self-care, and basic needs while they are living in a specialized residential setting in the community. Physical therapy requires a doctor's prescription. Includes the evaluation by a physical therapist of a person's physical abilities, such as the way they move, use their arms or hands, or hold their body, and treatments to help improve their physical abilities. Prevention service models, such as infant mental health, school success, etc., use both individual and group interventions designed to reduce the likelihood that individuals will need treatment from the public mental health system. Respite care services provide short-term relief to the unpaid primary caregivers of people eligible for specialty services. Respite provides temporary alternative care, either in the family home or in another community setting chosen by the family. Skill-building assistance includes supports, services, and training to help a person participate actively at school, work, volunteer, or community settings, or to learn social skills they may need to support themselves or to get around in the community. Speech and language therapy requires a doctor's prescription. Includes the evaluation by a speech therapist of a person's ability to use and understand language and communicate with others, or to manage swallowing or related conditions, and treatments to help enhance speech, communication, or swallowing. Substance Use Disorder Treatment Services. Descriptions follow the Mental Health Services section on page 68. Supports Coordination or Targeted Case Management is a service in which supports coordinator or case manager helps write an individual plan of service and makes sure the services are delivered. His or her role is to listen to a person's goals and to help find the services and providers inside and outside the local community health service program that will help achieve those goals. A supports coordinator or case manager may also connect a person to resources in the community for employment, community living, education, public benefits, and recreational activities. Supported or integrated employment services provide initial and ongoing supports, services and training, usually provided at the job site, to help adults who are eligible for mental health services find and keep paid employment in the community. Transportation may be provided to and from a person's home in order for them to take part in non-medical Medicaid-covered services. Treatment planning assists the person and those of his or her choosing in the development and periodic review of the individual plan of service. Wraparound services for children and adolescents with serious emotional disturbance and their families that include treatment and supports necessary to maintain the child in the family home.